What we do in life echoes in eternity. They may take our life, but they'll never take our freedom.
I can hear no bell. Get up out of the thing.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Oh yeah, y'all know what time it is. You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. Now here's our host, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Thanks so much for taking the time to tune in and listen to the greatest men's podcast in the freaking world. That's right, the Grizz Podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Today is Sunday, February 28th, 2021. I am sitting in my living room with my dog Remy beside me. I am still waking up. Ugh, takes me a while in the morning. You know what I'm saying. Got my black coffee right here in front of me. Let me grab a sip of that, man. Maybe it will help put some life and energy into the Grizz. Oh, man. My wife and my youngest daughter just headed out the door. They're going to Delaware. My daughter's got a soccer game today. And Maryland rules or laws related to COVID says that only one parent may attend your kid's sporting event. Something like that. It's so stupid. I'll miss today's soccer game, but I do not intend on missing some of the other ones that are coming up. That may mean I'll have to go back to my days, like when I was in the CIA, you know, double agent type stuff. Have to go incognito, put on, you know, some dark glasses, fake mustache, kind of funny looking hat. Stand away from my wife so nobody knows that we're together. Can't yell for my daughter because that would be a dead giveaway, right? That there are two parents present. Could stop the whole soccer game. I'm not kidding. And the team could be penalized. Who knows what could happen to me? I mean, I could be executed for this. It's serious stuff. If both parents come and watch their kids play at a sporting event. What in the heck is going on? I'm talking an outdoor sporting event. Hey, you want me to stand away from people? I can do that. It's not a problem. I'm not in jeopardy. I'm not putting anyone else in jeopardy. The government is way overstepping where they belong. You know it. This is just one example. Man, don't get me started. That's not what this episode's about, dude. I'm just venting. Sometimes I gotta vent. Sometimes the Grizz vents. Yeah, sometimes you need to vent. You got stuff pent up in you that you're just like, I'm sick of this, man. I'm sick of it, too. I got you. I feel you. I hear you, my brothers. Let me grab a sip of coffee. Yesterday, I was irritable all day from start to finish, morning to nighttime. My wife picked up on it. My daughters picked up on it. They must have asked me like three times, what's going on with you? Why are you mad? What's wrong? And I didn't yell at anybody. I didn't put my fist through the wall. I didn't break any plates. Nothing like that. But man, just that irritable, frustrated funk. I was in it all day. My wife was like, what's going on? Did something happen? Did somebody, you know how females are, man. Like, she goes into, like, I don't know, psychotherapy mode, starts analyzing me, starts being Freud. What happened in your childhood? What traumatic thing are you dwelling on today? I'm like, I don't know. There were so many. Actually, I miss a lot of things about childhood. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. I was born in 75, but really came up in the 80s. Man, I miss the 80s. I'm not saying life was perfect, but man, it was so different. I'm sorry, man. In many ways, it was better compared to what I see kids dealing with today, teens dealing with today. Man, take me back to the 80s, dude. Where's even the music?
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight.
Yeah.
Traveling in a freighter and zombie.
Yeah, what he said.
On every trail that's full of zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, I come from a land down under. A women go and men thunder. Could you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Yeah, boy. Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
So you think I got
like 3 feet of air that time.
The music of the 80s, dude. 90% of the music I listen to during the week, it's from the 80s, dude. I'm all up in that. If there's a TV show that goes back to the 80s, like with this new Cobra Kai series that's come out within the last year, I'm watching it, dude. You taking me back to the Karate Kid days? Oh, man. And then even that Netflix series that came out, Stranger Things, which is based, you know, in the 80s time period. I'm watching it. I loved it. You're seeing all these gadgets that they have, even like the walkie-talkies they were using. Like, I had those. I'm like, yes. The bikes they were riding, the BMX bikes. I'm just like, man, I lived on my bike. I had a Schwinn Predator, baby blue, white tires. I love that bike. Oh, man, dude. So many good memories on that bike. Making trails through the woods, making jumps, just good stuff. There were times where we had a huge jump and we would lay our bikes down and you had to jump over everybody else's bike, or then we would lay people down and you had to jump over people, bodies. Man, God help you if you're the last body, you know, the further distance away from the ramp. Dude, if I don't make that jump, you better move or I'm going to crush you. Those were good times, man. Yeah. Anyway, what was I talking about, dude? I'm all over the place. I'm definitely doing a squirrel. Yesterday, I was irritable. I was frustrated. Life was bothering me. People were bothering me. Politicians were bothering me. Media, turning on the TV, the internet, it was bothering me. And I was bothering me. Me, Jason George. I was bothering me. I didn't like who I am, where I'm at, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. I want to be farther along, all of this stuff going on inside of me. And you know what I wanted? I wanted an escape from reality. You know what that feels like. You just want to escape from reality because people are bothering you, politicians are bothering you, media is bothering you, you're bothering you. You want an escape from reality. I wanted something better. And, you know, I thought about how there are many candy-coated poisons that promise to provide something better. They promise to, but none truly deliver. Because I've been there, done that. Not my first rodeo. And then I thought, what's really going on? This hit me this morning. It didn't hit me yesterday. Yesterday, I was just irritable and frustrated. What's really going on? What am I really longing for? And the answer is heaven. I was really longing for heaven. Something that this earth, this world, these people down here, including myself, can never truly provide. They can't meet that deepest need, longing, desire that is in me. They can't truly meet it. Nothing and no one down here can truly meet that. Hang on. Remy, stop the snoring. I'm recording, okay? I don't know how you're tired anyway. Yeah, you just woke up. Anyway, C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite writers, thinkers, he spoke of this. He wrote about this longing and what's really going on. In Mere Christianity, he writes, "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." That's so good. Let me read that again. "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." It goes on, and he says, "The fact that our heart yearns for something earth can't supply is proof that heaven must be our home." My dog's making noises. You're going to hear him. Sorry about that. Get over it. This is real life. Real life in the world of the Grizz. In the Grizz home, the Grizz cave. A couple other thoughts on my heart, my mind. Something that I was telling myself. You're so blessed. You're so blessed. And most of the time, you don't even realize it. You have so many luxuries. They are not necessities. They are luxuries. Coffee, 3 meals a day, snacks, instant access to filtered water, instant access to hot water, instant access to heat, air conditioning, ice. You have medicine, vitamins, supplements. You have a vehicle, transportation. You got a TV, a computer, a smartphone. You get a day off. You get a vacation. You got a good job. You got the safety and security of living in America, which you don't realize how much of a blessing that truly is unless you've been outside of America to like third world countries. You're blessed. You have so many luxuries. Need to wake up. Stop taking them for granted. Stop complaining about what you don't have and how bad your life is compared to so-and-so. Need to shut up with all that baby whining. And don't get me started on how blessed you are spiritually. Spiritually, you're justified, regenerate, forgiven, ransomed, redeemed, saved, adopted, held in God's hand, a citizen of heaven, a joint heir with Christ. Man, you got to wake up. You got to grow up. You should get on your knees right now, confess your sins, give thanks to God, the God of your salvation, for all the many blessings that you have. Is your glass half full? Is your glass half empty? Remember, if you get what you deserve from God, you wouldn't have a glass at all. Every breath you take outside of hell is the result of the mercy and the grace of God. That is only made possible by the sacrificial atoning death of Jesus, the promised Messiah. You're blessed. That's the coffee pot telling me that it's done keeping the coffee warm. You're blessed. And I was mostly writing this to myself, trying to shake myself, get myself out of the funk of being irritable, frustrated, all of that. And then I turned to the end of the book, man, to remind myself what's coming. Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the springs of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage. I will be his God. He will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls of the seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels. And on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies 4 square, its length the same as its width. And he measured the city with his rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. This wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation chapter 21. Dude, that's what I'm longing for. That's what you truly are longing for. Down deep and nothing of this world, no thing, no toy, no person can ever satisfy you and give you that, what you're truly down deep longing for. I mean, it's kind of like all these things down here that we think are going to do it for us, right? Or these people or relationships or these temporal pleasures. They just kind of scratch the itch, but they don't take care of the real problem that's causing the itch. What's really going on? The fact that our heart yearns for something earth can't supply is proof that heaven must be our home. If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. So what do we do? What's the answer? Well, I think first of all, you just are going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I've talked about that before. That's who we are. That's what we do as real men. We get comfortable being uncomfortable. We get comfortable with hard things. It's not going to be easy down here. At times, you are going to feel irritable and frustrated. But also, what came to mind, I'm turning there in my Bible right now, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, that's what I'm looking for. Paul's letter to the believers in the city of Colossae. I think that's how you say it. It's not Colossus, I think it's Colossae. It's a proper way to say it in the Greek. Yeah, because I'm a Greek scholar. Yeah, right. I had one semester of Greek. No scholar. But the answer, Colossians chapter 3. So the first thing I thought of is just you've got to accept that you got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You're not going to be fully comfortable here in this life. Nothing in this life, in this fallen world with fallen people, in fallen bodies, with fallen minds, surrounded in the unseen realm by fallen angels all the time that are trying to tempt us and distract us and destroy us and discourage us. If we're down here, we need to realize that there's going to be this sense of, unsatisfied, not getting what we're truly longing for, this sense of like there's got to be more. And you got to be careful with that. I know I do, because the easy thing is like, well, I'm going to try to scratch that itch with sinful things. You know, give me that temporary, fleshly, sinful escape. You got to be careful with that. And you got to be careful with even things like materialism. Like, let me buy this, because then I'll be happy. Then I'll be satisfied. I deal with it too. I mean, it isn't just a female problem. It's not just women that deal with this whole, let me go shopping. I mean, we don't shop typically, most guys don't, the way that they do, the places that they do, for the things that they do that they want. My wife, you know, ever since this whole Amazon Prime thing got started years ago, oh my goodness, dude. She's an addict, dude. You got to pray for her. I'm about to send her away to rehab or something, man. Amazon Prime rehab. My point is, get to the point, Jason. I do it too. I shop in different ways. There are things that I might think like, man, if I get this new gun, then that'll do it. When I already have, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 rifles, 1 shotgun, 2 handguns. I mean, nothing wrong with buying another one, right? Is it really going to do it? Or I'll also use my truck, for instance. I drive a 5-year-old Ford F-150. That's my truck, man. And it's mostly a work truck. But I bought it used. It's a good truck. But man, I find myself often looking at new trucks. And then I have to like grab myself. I'm like, if you get a new truck, that's going to give you a new payment, a bigger payment. And you got longer to pay it off. And you're about to pay off the truck you have now. And is it really going to do it for you? I mean, at the end of the day, it's a means of transportation. It gets me from point A to point B. I use it for a work truck. I can put stuff in it, in the back, carry, haul stuff. I can pull my work trailer when I go to a job site. And I'm like, it's still running good. You know, I just got new brakes put on it, everything like that. Spent $1,000 doing a lot of work on it. The tires are still good, and the AC works, the heat works, the stereo works, the Bluetooth works. Like, yeah, it's got some wear and tear. Yeah, those nice new trucks, man, they got some bling to them. They look kind of cool. I like the ones that kind of got the blackout features, you know, the blacked out wheels, the blacked out bumpers, you know. I see all that. I like the new technology, especially in the new Dodge Ram. I'm not going to buy a Dodge Ram. I like Fords, but the new technology up in the Dodge Ram, the big screen, I'm like, ooh, that's nice. And I find myself like looking for something like that to scratch the itch. And I have to like grab myself, shake myself, pull myself out of that. And I'm like, man, just be content. Be content with what you have, where you're at. You're very blessed. You're very privileged in so many ways. Not because I'm white. I'm very privileged in many ways because I'm American. I live in America. I live in a land of just tremendous opportunity for anyone. I don't care what race you are. It is a land of tremendous opportunity. And so I won't get into that too much, but you hear where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, Jason, be content. Like the Apostle Paul said, you know, whatever state I'm in, I've learned how to be content. He had to learn it. I'm still learning this. I don't have it down like he does. He was just like, man, whether I'm in hunger or whether I have plenty, and I've learned whatever state I'm in, just to be content. And that's when he goes on and says that famous statement, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we have to, number one, realize there is going to be an uncomfortableness here in this life, in this world, as we're passing through. There is going to be that feeling of irritation and frustration and with everything, the system, people, bills, taxes, politicians, the stupid media, the biased media that has such a BS agenda, BS narrative that they're trying to push on everyone as this is truth. This is the real reality. Okay. gotta recognize there's this world, this country, it's never gonna get to a perfect place to where we go, ah, yes, this is it. No, no, that's heaven. We gotta realize that. And then we also gotta come to Colossians chapter 3 and remind ourselves of these verses, verses 1 through 3. If you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's good. We have got to continually be focusing on Christ and the things above, on the next life, what's coming for us. And that's why I wanted to read Revelation chapter 21, our true home, our true final destination, the new heaven, the new earth, what's coming for us. We have to keep continually be focusing on and seeking, setting our mind on that. Those things. Keep looking up. Another of my favorite C.S. Lewis quotes says, if you look at history, you will find that Christians who did the most for the present world were just those who thought the most of the next. They thought the most of the next world. They kept their minds focused on that next world. The new heaven, the new earth. They were just obsessed with that. Like, this world, I'm just passing through. That's it. That's all. That's it. I'm here to be a light. I'm here to be an ambassador for Christ, a representative. But my citizenship is in heaven. That's what I'm focused on. And every single day that I live, I'm one day closer to entering into that world with Christ that is far better than this world. That's what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 1. To live is Christ, to die is gain. He says, man, to depart and leave this body here, this temporal body, this temporal world, that's far better. If you look at history, you will find that Christians who did the most for the present world were just those who thought the most of the next.
Listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries, Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make a secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com or at narrowtrail.com. Now it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.